Train 44 with a minor defect.
Yeah, 44, go ahead.
Car 309 Alpha, the mirror knob is missing. And there's a little piece that the knob attaches to that you can still use to adjust the mirrors, but the knob itself is missing.
Okay, I copy the mirror knob on 309 Alpha, and that's on, we just have one knob, is that right?
That's correct. It's a one you can switch back and forth between left and right mirror. I have a question when you're ready.
Yeah, go ahead with your other question.
Hey, you might not know, or you might know. I'm not trying to be smart. I am really kind of clueless on this, on SI-25. What's the deal with the P3 power restriction that's associated with a cracked rail? It doesn't make sense to me, but there might be a logical explanation.
I believe they have taken bonding cable 2 that was out there as well, and so that's causing an issue with power, and so they just want to make sure that we don't have any issues whatsoever. So for U25 and P3, they're figuring that would be the track is figuring that would be the safest thing for us to do.
Okay, yeah, because it's really not comfortable operating up that one in P3 up that hill. So anyway, okay, and that's just the one direction, or is that both directions? Because it says all trains.
Yeah, let me look into that. I was under the impression it was just one direction. But oh, no, it was eastbound trains. Okay, so eastbound trains are the 25-mile-hour slower. All trains have the P3 power restriction because of the bonding cable in both directions.
Okay, I do appreciate the information. Makes sense.
Yeah, it's easier coming back down than it is going up.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's just uncomfortable to operate it, and I'm sure the passengers don't appreciate it, so, anyway, it is what it is.
Yeah, I copy, and I'll get that written up for the knobs.
Hey, thanks again.
You're most welcome. It's 5:15.
Good morning, 2020.